Yes, we're going to have to end this meeting at 3 o'clock, so we've got that. And, Lewis, can you say something about your history with KPFA for us? And then, yeah.
How much history do you want? Well, let's see. I came to the open house of the new building in 1991, and I have found it difficult to get out of the building ever since.
Well, there you go. Okay, so, and I'm Carol Travis, and I just came to the Bay Area, actually. It gets longer and longer, but I guess 10 years ago. But I consider myself a Chicago person. I spent my life in Chicago really as a union person, and I was president of a United Auto Worker local of 10,000 people, and we built locomotives. I was president of the union for 10 years, and then started working for SEIU and was the Illinois State Council director before I asked them to transfer me to California, where I retired. And then I had been a lawyer since I was 50 years old, but never practiced law in Illinois, but came out here and became part of the prison movement when Pelican Bay secure housing unit people did a hunger strike. And so I became part of a litigation team that challenged California's use of long-term solitary confinement, and was part of a team with the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York. And we won a major settlement case in September of 2015. And I'm part of a monitoring team that for 2 years is monitoring the prison system. So I spent a lot of time in the prison system these days. And I think that to some extent, because nobody knew me when I got here, and I ran for the board on a Save KPFA slate after being begged, and I figured I was not going to win because nobody knew me, but I was pulled along by the slate, and so I was the last person elected. And but because nobody knew me, I think that it helped and to begin the process of people talking to each other, because people didn't say, "Oh, I remember what you did," you know, because they didn't know what I did. You know, we didn't have this old left history where it was like, you were the one who, you know, which if I were in Chicago, you could, you know, and you were in Chicago, you could have said that to me because, you know, I knew how to fight. But no, they don't hate me, but some do probably, but very few. But anyway, and the board has progressively, I've seen, under Margie it started too, began having some unanimous votes. And we've gotten better and better at that and done more and more of that. And now there's been kind of structured cross-factional discussions and so on to do things. And this last year, the board, I think, at the point at which we had a retreat, which Sabrina was part of the team that put together the program of that retreat, did a significant shift and became a deliberative body, because we began to really grapple with how deep the problems were structurally and financially in the organization that we all hold as dear and precious. I particularly, as coming from Chicago, where there is no Pacifica station, was wowed by turning on the radio in the Bay Area and hearing the programs that you can hear on KPFA. There is nothing like it in lots of places, although it's true that there are affiliates in little places and so on. But to have a major radio station with strong signal that is independent and not commercial, and particularly as all of us have said, in an area that we're in now, is something that it is incumbent upon us to do everything we can to see that it is preserved, and to make a reach and a stretch to see if we can get the whole of Pacifica, but certainly to make sure that if we can't extend that, that we don't lose KPFA. I would argue, and I think, you know, that really the most important stations are actually D.C. and New York, don't mean to, you know, say anything. But those are centers of capitalism and power, and you know, and it's a shame that New York is in the condition it is. In any case, blah blah blah. So you know, also I've noticed coming to Berkeley that the left is particularly accustomed to making itself distinguish itself by how one thinks differently from everyone else. So it has a habit of saying, well, you know, that's true. However, if you understand this, you would understand, you know, so that you become clear in the way that you're not like everybody else. And it's really important, was everybody said, that we find unity in a common voice, because we do have shared passion about this station. And we also want to grow the station and grow the table and grow the people and grow the community, because we're in a fight against vicious, murderous fascists, and in a climate where the planet is maybe already gone, but certainly at risk, and now has a cabinet of oil barons and murderers. Anyway, okay. That concludes all of our discussion. Oh, the people in the box. David, you're on.
Well, as you know, I'm a 100% podcast listener, so I kind of represent hopefully what our future audience may be as terrestrial radio winds down in importance and the internet continues to ascend in importance. And so I'm here to try to look at the problems of KPFA, to try to keep it alive, and to try to always look at the problems from the broadest possible perspective. To understand our history, where we've come from, and what we can do to make the best of what we have right now. So that's about it.
And do you want to say where you are, David?
I'm in Ojai, California, which is down near Santa Barbara.
Okay, Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Olson. This is my second year on the board. I'm over here in Wisconsin. And I would have liked to be there today, but it's been snowing for the past week or so. And I also work with Iraq Veterans Against the War. You know, I see KPFA as a very important asset to the Bay Area activist community. It fills its role well, and I want to see that continue.
And Yuri.
Hi, my name is Yuri Gossman. I've been on the board for all of one, my back is I was a union organizer for a while, and I was a union lawyer for a little while. Now I own a small business in Berkeley. I know there's a lot of structural problems with Pacifica, and I'm looking forward to working on solutions with all of you, building consensus, and I'm excited to work with you.
What a great group we have here. I think we have the potential to do a lot of stuff. We're serious, experienced people, and it's great to be part of this. Thank you. What?
Kate is no longer on the board.
Okay, so reminding us that in 50 minutes we have to be done. We have a whole bunch of things, and it's because our recording, our volunteer recording guy has to be out of here to get his daughter a bike. And it's the only day that you can do it. Yes. Okay, so here's what we have in front of us. Yes. You have to always speak with a microphone.
I need an excused absence to leave early because I have to host a show at 3 o'clock. So.
We have to close at 3 o'clock, but anybody can always leave, and thank you for letting us know. But and good luck with your show. Okay. Now we have, I think, the elections. We have announcement, public comments, elections, and meeting schedule, and where we are and stuff, the board retreat and the CAB report and the KZFC, and adjourn. And we cannot possibly do all of this in the time. So we've got to do those critical things. We've got to do the election, and we've got to set up our next schedule, and we'll start with that and see where we are. What? We're going to do the election
right now. We're going to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The pro tem secretary runs the election.
Okay, so let's start with the chair. We'll take nominations for the chair. I want to remind everybody that it's ranked voting, so if we have more than one, you know, we rank our candidates, and then we have to figure out how the voting system works. But yeah, people here know how to do that. So let me open the floor for nominations for chair. Andrea? Okay, Carol Travis. Any other nominations for chair? Okay, let me do this three times. Any nominations for chair? Any further nominations for chair? And finally, any other nominations for chair? Okay, so Carol Travis has been nominated, and I would move, well, I can't move, but by acclamation, I assume it's the board's movement that she take power.
Again. And now I'll sing. No. Okay. The next office... I think I'll do is, do you want secretary next? Secretary, let's do secretary next. Okay, please, could you please use a microphone?
I nominate Aki Takanada. If I said that right, did I say that right?
No. But it's, he said it's good enough. And Aki will accept, is that correct? Yes, okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, second. Is there any other nominations for secretary? Carol, you have to use a microphone.
Is it okay to ask if anybody else is interested? Is any?
I just asked if there was any other nominations.
Christina, would you be interested?
Okay, going once, going twice. Aki, by acclamation, yay. And Craig is now thanked again for his year of service or years of service. Let's give Craig a round of applause. Yeah. Take some. Okay. And take some cake. Take some cake. So, Aki's coming over. All right, how about secretary? Oh, that was secretary. We did secretary. Treasurer, how about treasurer? Okay. Seconded. Let me say something about people who are officers. If you're an officer of the local station board, you cannot be a PNB rep. And so they're mutually exclusive. So anyway. Okay, yes.
I wanted to nominate Chris Corey. for treasurer.
Okay, Chris Corey. So both have accepted. Do you both want to run? Okay. Okay. Any other nominations for treasurer? Okay, by acclamation, we have Ahmed Anderson. Ahmed. Do we say Ahmed? Ahmad Anderson. Okay. And lastly, we have vice chair. Do we have... Christina is nominated. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Christina. Now, here is an example of our first elections of officers. Everybody's been elected by acclamation. Now, that's unity for you. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. Okay. Let's set up our meeting schedule for next year. Craig, did you have those calendars? Everybody has a calendar in front of you. Let me tell you what has been the practice over the last 2 years, which was not the practice previously. Previously, people would come in at the end of each meeting, would talk about when to have the next meeting. And in the last couple of years, we have decided on really the third Saturday of the month. And unless it's associated with a three-day weekend or a particular holiday setup, and that allows for the business officer to give us a more complete budget report from the previous month. It allows for the time to do that kind of work. Is it all right if we look at, except for holiday weekends, the third Saturday of the month is a common thing to do? Yes, quick question.
So my understanding is that we're required to meet 9 times. Is that correct?
That was the next thing I was going to raise. Okay. Then we are required to meet 9 times, not 12 times. We are required to meet in December and in January. January is when we choose our PNB reps. And so then we have 7 other meetings. So it had been our habit to not have a meeting every month, but to have 9 meetings a year. So we'll have them in January and December of 2017. Are there, what months would people suggest we discuss taking off? Tim.
I would suggest taking off October because historically it's been a tough month for people to meet. For example, this year we said, oh, we have to meet in October. It's budget time. And then when it came to the date, no one could actually meet. So I think October is one. And then obviously we need one of the summer months, whether it be June, July, or August, because that's vacation time for a lot of people. And I have no particular personal preference.
Could we have a straw vote? Who would like to take – did you –
Remind.
When do we get the budget? Okay, so August. So we should meet in August. Okay. So that means that either we should we can start on the budget in January so that we can finish by August, you know. But so do we want to take off July or June? All those in favor of taking off June, raise your hands. All those in favor of taking off July, raise your hands. July, we will not have a meeting. Yes.
Isn't that when we get the budget?
we've gotten, last year, we passed the budget, I think, in this year, in one meeting in August, and we've passed it in August. We just boom, boom, boom. Okay. All right. So now then there's the question about October. There's also a big fund drive in October, which is, I think, that really what took the thing that was it. So that now we're down to, let's see if I can add this. We're down. We can take off one other month. Do you want to take off April? March? Yes.
Well, in my view, the first 6 months or 7 months of next year is going to be a critical time with Pacifica and whether or not Pacifica collapses. I think we better be meeting. So I think we should meet through June, definitely, because let me say this.
We have had stuff where we've said we're not going to meet, and then we've decided the meeting before that we should meet. So we could say we're taking off April, and if it turns out we shouldn't, in March we can say we still want to meet. Yeah.
I'd like to suggest that we take off April. It's traditionally also a major fund drive for the station, and a lot of our energy should be going there.
Right. Okay. So we're going to meet. Yes, Carol. Please talk with a microphone.
I'm concerned about, I share this urgency and wondered if it's possible for us to have it and then cancel it if we don't need to, but then we have it on our calendars because we may be scrambling in April to try and get the right date and figure it out. So I'd rather see us cancel the meeting, go ahead and have 10 meetings and cancel. So I would make that as a proposal, that we adopt all the meetings except July and October, if I have a second.
So how many people would like to do it that way? And how many people would like to do it the other way? We'll do that. It sounds like that's the consensus. So at this point, what the 2017 calendar is the third Saturday of the month. Somebody will look through and in January we'll look it over to see if the third Saturday it, wait a minute. Is the third Saturday in January Martin Luther King's? Oh, that's the 16th. Okay, so we're good. Okay. So, but somebody will look over and see if there's anything that happens. February is the President's Day. It is the 18th. So, I know, but that's the third Saturday weekend. The 18th is the third Saturday, and that comes on a three-day weekend. That's the thing that I'm talking about. So we'll make it on the 25th of February. The February meeting will be on the 25th. What?
I was concerned about the 21st. You know, there's going to be the inauguration, and there's going to be a lot of actions that week.
You're right. How about January 28th? February 25th, March 18th.
I think it has to be, we have to elect officers by the 26th, don't we?
No.
So I would suggest January the 14th.
How is that, Maria?
The
14th is Martin Luther King. We're going to do the 25th. The 28th of January, the 25th of February, and the 18th of March. Well, you know, some people can't. Okay. Now, Sasha.
Hi. I think, isn't Carol right that the PNB officers have to be elected before then?
The 26th is there, then is when they're installed.
So we have to go to the 14th then.
Or we have to go to the 21st.
I can let go of my recommendation about the 21st. Let's just go with that.
Well, the one that you open starts at.
You always have to talk with a microphone.
Here you go.
See ya.
Bye, Lisa.
I was just saying, I believe the one I'm planning on going to, the one in Oakland, it starts at 3, I believe.
On the 21st.
On the 21st.
Right. Well, how about if we have a meeting that ends at 2?
Feels good.
I'd like to suggest that we meet on the 14th, even though it's a three-day weekend. I think the weekend of the 20th, 21st has a potential to get to have things
tremendous
that we do not anticipate.
Right. No, that's true. Okay. How about that? Okay. So the 14th, it'll be in January. All right.
Because President's Day is the 16th, but not my President's Day is the 20th. Yes.
What Maria is saying is that if things could be the fourth week of the month, not in January, obviously, but then she can do the statements for the month immediately previously. If it's the third week, she might have the month before that. I don't think that matters. We've settled on this. It doesn't matter. Okay. Do we want to have a board retreat where we have a few hours where we're talking together about what's going on and when might that be? Tom?
Can we go through the dates we've just changed once again?
Yes. January 14th, February 25th, March 18th, April 22nd, May 20th, we're June 17th, no July, August 19th, September 23rd, no October, November we'll have to do the 18th, and December will be the 16th. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So a retreat, let's call it a three-hour retreat. Why are you looking like that? Microphone.
Our last retreat was about 6 hours, and I would certainly like to, if we can, duplicate the presentation by somebody off PNB, which we had last time. We had Sam Arguel, if I'm saying that right, who resigned because Pacifica was such a chaotic mess. But he was great, and he came to our retreat. He talked to us for several hours, 2 hours at least anyway, and told us what was going on. And so I would like to have enough time for the retreat for us to, talk amongst each other and then hear what's about to happen to us.
Let me have another view of this real quickly. I don't want if people are for that and we can find a date, great. I just don't want to not have one because it seems like so much and so long that people just can't get their heads around it right now. Maybe that's not the case at all. I think we're in a different position than we were when we had our retreat because we had not done the thinking. We were just kind of getting a sense of things then, and we can share that, I think, more quickly and indicate sort of the steps and leaps we've taken, which I would like to do in 15 minutes before we adjourn, if we can. Okay. Do people want a retreat? Yes. Okay. Do people want a five-hour retreat? Maximum. Okay. Do people want a four-hour retreat? Sasha, give Sasha the mic.
shouldn't how long the retreat be depend on what its contents are going to be?
It's
going to
be all the subject of what's going on in Pacifica.
And we hope there's no financial person at Pacifica now. I mean,
well, we'll try and get somebody to do that. Yeah.
Harold, maybe, okay, so maybe we can decide the length of it, you know, later.
Okay.
Not right now.
When? Are we going to do a retreat in January?
No. I think we should do it in February, maybe early February.
Okay. We're having our board meeting in February on the 25th. Do we want to have a – can people commit to a retreat on the 11th or 12th or the 4th or 5th? Okay.
You're gone, Richard?
But, okay. You're not going to be here in February.
I may not be there.
Okay. Well, he may not be here. Okay.
And I'm out of town the 10th through the 18th in February.
Okay. So you would, the 4th or 5th would work for you?
Yes, Chair.
How would the 4th or 5th work for everybody else? Good. Hello? Hello? Anthony? Tom?
I'm good.
Rich? It would be just during the day, right? It would be, it would people prefer a Saturday? How many people would prefer a Saturday or Sunday? So how many people would like it on Saturday?
Sorry, one more question. Where?
Somewhere over here. Okay, I don't know yet.
Near here?
Near here. Okay. So Saturday. Okay, does anybody want to have it early January instead of early February?
On a Sunday.
How about on a Sunday in early January? How about January 8th? People, because of it's the 8th? Oh, okay. Okay. A memorial service, you mean. Who are you killing? Could people do Saturday the 7th? Or could people do Saturday the 7th? Okay. Saturday the 7th. Pardon? Except for this Saturday. Third Saturdays. Some Saturdays. No. Oh, okay. All right. You two decide. Which are we doing it? Saturday or Sunday? What? Okay, we vote. How many want it on Saturday the 7th? David Lynch. How many want it on...
Yes, Saturday.
Pardon me?
This is Yuri. I vote for Saturday, thanks.
Okay, how many you got there? 7 for Saturday. 8. How many want it on Sunday the 8th? 4. And so it's Saturday. Okay. It's too bad because she was such a help in doing the last one. You can do all the planning and then skip it. Okay. All right.
Carol?
Yes.
Could we call it an orientation instead of a retreat? And I think that causes a less criticism from the public.
I think there was one person who criticized us, and I don't really care. And but we can call it an orientation. But it's an orientation retreat. I mean, you know. Anyway, okay. All right. And some people are going to have to do the planning on that. We'll figure it out. The officers can have a discussion about that and see. And anybody interested in helping us with that, let us know. And so now back to stuff on the agenda. Does anybody have an announcement they have to make? We have now 29 minutes left. Tim. But I want to do a quick thing on what's going on. Go ahead.
I would just like us to acknowledge that three of the people who perished in the Ghost Ship fire were producers at KALX, and I would like us to consider making a statement of sympathy to our sister station here in Berkeley for their loss.
Can you move that?
I move that we, as an LSB, issue a statement of sympathy and condolences to our sister station, KALX, for their losses in the Ghost Ship fire.
Okay. Any objection? Unanimously agree to. Could you please draft it and give it to Aki, and we will get it released and put on the radio and also sent to them in a letter?
Will do.
Okay. Sasha, give her the mic. Okay.
We have to have public comments.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Carol?
Robin Collin and Michael Sukoff are here to present the CAB report, so I know we don't have 20 minutes, but maybe you could give them some time.
Okay. Public announcements.
If I could just be informal. I just want to let you guys know that we are having some major water issues again with all that big rain that we had. I mean, you know, about 3 inches of water in the back area. The sheetrock on, like, outside of my office is all wet and spongy. There was a leak coming from the patio area right okay. down into Ujima. It's bad, guys.
Okay. All right. Any other public comments? Any other public comments? Yes. Could you take a, you have to take a microphone. Bill, do you make, is it a public announcement or? Oh, okay.
Alan Kivia, just checking to see, did you say September 23rd is the September meeting date for the LSB, or did you mean the 16th? Because I heard you say the 23rd.
Oh, I thank you very, very much. It should be, we're doing the 3rd, so it should be the 16th. Is that right? We're doing the 3rd, right, 16th. Yeah. 16th, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
okay, how long is the CAB report? Hit it. 5 minutes. Okay, well, I'm going to do my report. You get yours ready. And Bill Campisi, you'll be ready to do this too. Okay. Okay. I do. All right, here's the story. As a result of our last retreat, we began to understand that there was total structural problems with the Pacifica, that it is a board that is set up with essentially a 125-person governing structure. There's five stations that have 24 people, and then there's 24 people that come from five stations that are coming in with parochial interests for five stations, and it's totally non-functional. And so we've discussed so that's the structural issue. Then there's the financial issues that you've all gotten a whiff of already. So we had, as a result of the wonderful retreat that we already had, is we came up with a menu of choices that we discussed at last month's LSB meeting, and the LSB voted to send all the choices that we had come up with formally to the PNB for discussion to try and press the notion of how worried we are. And so we had to save the Pacifica structure entirely, we had three possible choices. We had the stabilization, what was called the stabilization plan. I sent you out four times, apparently, a PDF that had a orange thing, and that was the first one, which was the stabilization by signal swap with WBAI to get several million dollars, and it would mean that BAI would stay on the air, but it would be at a different place in the dial, and that money that we would get would be both to hire somebody or hire both a ED and a CFO and stabilize the debt structure, and then the extra money would be...
Tell them what the money, what the kind of money we're thinking about.
Well, like...
$4 million.
$4 million, maybe. And we think... I think that's a high number, but anyway, $4 million. And we think our debt is between $4 and $6 million. And the extra money that because we wouldn't use all the money to immediately pay off all the debts, because a lot of the debts are on payment schedule now as a result of work that people have done lately, starting with Margie getting payment schedules and then our various other EDs and so on. And to use it to build a common ground among all the stakeholders across Pacifica. You would get people who are professionals who would go talk to people and try and come up with stuff to say, what should we be doing to save this precious network? The second proposal was also a signal swap to get money. And instead of using the money to do a common ground building, to pay off more stuff, to move us away further along just with our own debts, and to have a restructure Pacifica dramatically. So that proposal has a whole bunch of bylaw changes, which essentially makes the board smaller, not representative of each station, has some people nationally elected, has and the role of the board is not to micromanage the stations, but to hire and fire the executive director and the CFO, includes the CFO and the executive director on the board. And so that's what's built into that structure, that proposal. The third proposal that we passed on to the PNB was an offer to consider making an offer. That is, that we would take the that KPFA would take all of the debt of Pacifica, except perhaps Amy Goodman's debt. And the reason why we excluded Amy Goodman's debt is because when a structure falls, the creditors are in line to get the assets of the organization that is collapsing. And we wanted a progressive player to be among those who could catch the assets of Pacifica. At least we would make that argument to the people if they were interested in having this discussion. But this would be in exchange for our license and also for the deed to the free and clear deed to the title of all the land in Berkeley, which we raised the money for to get those buildings, but is technically in Pacifica's name because Pacifica is the overriding institution. And we also threw into that particular proposal to discuss the notion that we also would take charge of the PRA, of the archives. And to do that, because we want to save the archives, we think that the Pacifica non-functioning structure is leading to the endangerment of the archives, which is a precious bunch of resources in there. They're fragile. They weigh tons. The material is tons and tons of material, and a lot of the tape is very fragile and is disintegrating as we talk. So we sent those three on. Then we had discussions of what we could do apart from what the PNB could do. We had a discussion about the creation of a California nonprofit, because if the Pacifica collapses, there has to be an entity that can take the license of KPFA and its existence can be receive the license of KPFA. Otherwise, it will go to, somebody else. And I'll say a little bit more of that in a minute. The other option is possibly going to court. If, they won't deal with this, nobody will deal with this, that we would go to court and seek a dissolution of Pacifica and go after our license. And a third was to go to the Attorney General of California, And in any case, so we had discussions of these, and there were task forces approved for these two, the going to court and the creation of the nonprofit and the 501c3. Bill Campisi and I both talked to, you can put that down, I think. Thank you. Bill Campisi and I had a conversation with some FCC attorneys, and they thought that the creation of a 501c3 nonprofit, California nonprofit, should not be a project of the LSB. They all thought it was important to have one, to set it up, to work on it, but it should not be a project of the LSB. That's a separate thing. It's important to get it done, but not to get it done through us because we're a subcommittee of Pacifica. And I have been talking to, I was talking to Peter Coyote, who's interested. I'm talking to people who are thinking about it and are not prepared yet to have a public conversation about it, but they're giving some thought to it. And Bill came up with another idea and may want to add some information about what I've said already.
Well, real quick, the problem is that nobody agrees about what to do. So the idea of a signal swap to get $4 million, WBAI is totally against that. They won't accept it. And they don't have – I've been talking this whole week with people from WBAI. They have no solutions, but they don't. They certainly don't want any of ours. So I looked up the corporation's code. I'm not a corporate lawyer. There is an action you can bring that would be done in the Alameda County Superior Court to dissolve the corporation. Now, I thought of that in two ways. One was – to get people to the table. The court would force people to the table. Courts like people to solve their lawsuits if they can. So you get people to the table. Everybody in the organization would have to come to the table and would have to deal with this. They couldn't avoid it. And then we could decide together what to do. You know, how are we going to save the corporation? And if the Pacifica doesn't act, there's really no choice. So the choice is bankruptcy. If it ends up in bankruptcy, that has to be done by a creditor. But if they were to put Pacifica into bankruptcy, the trustee takes control, and trustees, they're like God. We would be better off in the Alameda County Superior Court. It's our hometown. They know about the radio station. I know some of the judges down there. So if Pacifica looks like it's going to collapse, we got to find a lawyer who knows how to do this more than I do. We should file that lawsuit. The attorney general comes in automatically in that situation. They have to be named a party. We have to be 33% of the membership to file the lawsuit. That's one of the requirements. But if the attorney general comes in on the plaintiff's side, that doesn't matter because the attorney general always has standing. And then we try to work it out. If we can't work it out, we dissolve. If we can work it out, fine. I mean, in that situation, we might be able to say, okay, we're going to do a swap. There's the $4 million. There's a $50,000 debt that accumulates every month because of the transmitter lease of WBAI. So we are borrowing, they don't pay it. Nobody pays it. So we are borrowing $50,000 a month every month to keep WBAI on the air. I think that lease has 3 to 4 years to run. At 4 years, it's $2.4 million. And the PNB refuses to deal with it because they're afraid that the Empire State Building will cut off the signal. Everybody just stands back and lets it happen. So it's. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So I came up with this idea. If we were to dissolve, we would set up a fund. And for 5 years, then we could do this by selling some assets. For 5 years, every station who could not meet their expenses totally from their fund drives would have access to the fund in order to fund operations up to a certain limit. And there would have to be a board of directors, and the stations would have to be functioning. But that and that also presumes we pay off the debts of all the stations in Pacifica. So the stations are starting fresh. they have access to this fund, maybe also access to a media consultant, a lawyer, maybe an accountant, et cetera, to help assist their operations. And they would have 5 years to get their shit together. And I've been arguing that local control, community control like this, like we're doing right now, may be the most effective way for the stations to fix themselves, rather than saying, oh, KPFA is going to loan us the money to operate, or which is what we're doing, or Pacifica is going to fix it. Okay. You know. So anyway, that's all part of that idea.
All right. We're not going to discuss this anymore. This was a quickie thing. This is what we're going to discuss at the retreat in January. But this was to give you a taste and a sense, a teaser. And also, you got the documents. But this will just be a starting point for us to think. And there may also be developments between now and then and what happens in Pacifica. So now we have the CAB report. And we, yes. I did. And nobody, Maria, right. Thank you, though. But thank you. Okay. CAB report. And we have, you've got 5 minutes, and we'll wind up. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Michael Sukoff. I'm the newest member of the KPFA Community Advisory Board. Robin House Collins is here. Excuse me. And Carol, I believe, now is a former member of the CAB. I'm going to try and say everything I can possibly say in 5 minutes. I don't feel like it's adequate time, but we've been waiting 3 months to do this, so let's at least give it a shot, and maybe at a subsequent meeting we can have discussion, question, and answer. So as all of you should know already, a community needs assessment is a requirement of the CPB. So in line with that, and especially in line with the fact that KPFA has not been receiving funding from the CPB, I think for the last 2 or 3 years, something like that. I think this report is particularly important, and especially at this time of dire financial emergency for the station, we need to understand the broader community context within which this is happening and how community members are feeling about it, as well as other issues in the programming, other issues related to the station's operations and programming. So let me just sort of very briefly outline the main sections of the report. Hopefully all of you have it or have had it at some point. The introduction is basically saying what I already said and what it includes. And the last section of bullet points on page one tells you where we got our, quote, data from, unquote. Okay? I'm just going to quote briefly from Section 2, which is on the second page, the context of this report, an urgent situation, which is the financial situation. And I'm going to read even less than I thought I was going to. Many of the recommendations contained in this report are for more or better radio. We, the CAB, realize that there are only so many hours in a week and that the station has already begun branching out beyond those live broadcast hours through KPFB and the podcast. We also realize that funds for programming technology are limited. Production is very time costly. And these are the recommendations we've prioritized in this report. There's much more detail in the pages that follow, so I'm just going to sort of outline the first sentence of each paragraph. We support communication among all staff, management, and members and listeners. We especially ask that community input on programming, as well as the need for diversity in staffing, be taken into consideration in station decision board making processes. We hope that this report will be of use to the local station board and the general manager in this way. We CAB and the community thank you for all you are doing to protect KPFA and its fiscal independence in this dire situation. We want to help ensure that such dire scenarios as the ones that have just been briefly outlined don't come to pass, and that instead we and the Pacifica network can maybe be restored, hopefully, and develop even further. Okay, executive summary, bullet points. We talk about the highest priority recommendations being to improve KPFA news and public affairs programming. Basically, the feedback we got from listeners through our community participation meetings, as well as the listener feedback forums and other avenues, CAB community members want to improve the programming in the following ways. To identify and make use of more independent, non-mainstream sources of news. replacing wire services and mainstream or unattributed sources. Focus less on coverage of mainstream party politics and more on alternative viewpoints and perspectives. And we are not saying in this report that none of this is happening. Okay, this is just listener and community input that they want more of that and for it to be more systematic. I don't have time to go into details. Expand our online resources, including social media, podcasting, live web streaming, more details in the report. You know, using our existing volunteer and social media assets for outreach and fundraising, including making more use of volunteers, including myself. I'm not speaking for anybody else in the cab, but I'm willing to do more to help promote the station and bring more membership in. Just skipping ahead, how much time do I have left? Oh, good. Okay. Improve station-wide communication. This has come across to us, and in general, we as CAB members feel very strongly about this as part of the KPFA listening community. I'm assuming I'm speaking for the members and former members who are present, and they can correct me if I'm wrong. And on page four out at the top, in addition to specific suggestions from listeners, members of the CAB have long experience with the contentious and sometimes divisive nature of public meetings and discussions about KPFA through various fora. We found that the following we believe could assist further in overcoming some of this contentiousness and conflict, and some of it is already happening. I want to acknowledge that. Initiate, discuss, and establish clear guidelines and agreements for facilitation and participation at staff and LSB meetings. Use mediation resources when needed, and of course, from what I know about the retreat, this is a welcome contribution to that effort. Consider long-term trends and feedback. From a broader perspective, CAB would like to note that some listener desires, as expressed in this report, have remained consistent over time. In 2002, we went back and reviewed our 2002 community needs assessment, and that assessment was based on 1,800 written feedback forms and 12 community meetings all over the Bay Area. And the report named the following top three most frequent requests from listeners. One, positive public affairs program and news. And what is meant by that is not always presenting the bad stuff. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff going on the news in the world, and we need to cover it. But some listeners feel we want to balance that with good things that are happening, either with protests, with, you know, just positive things that are happening in the community, the nation, and around the world. Political debates on air, including alternative viewpoints. I think that has happened to a certain extent, but I know I particularly would like to see more systematic effort put into that, and I think others share that belief. And live coverage on major events. I mean, some of that's already happening. Okay, then in the section four of the report, how much time do I have? Okay, I'm going to have to sum up, and I hope maybe we can take one or two questions. If not, 2 minutes left? Okay, does that include any questions? Okay. All right, I'll try and finish soon. Okay, in our summary of the report, section four, we've got how and why people listen to KPFA. And I just want to note on page six at the top, the programs, according to the data we collected through the community participation forms, the top five programs that are listened to among the people who responded are all news and public affair related, okay? Democracy Now!, Flashpoints, Hard Knock Radio, Guns and Butter, Letters in Politics, and Against the Grain. The only reason I'm highlighting that is because one of the discussions that came up at one of our task forces is that there seems to be a discrepancy or kind of a disconnect between often what's presented on the morning and evening news, which tends to be more mainstream and maybe sourcing more from wire services and more mainstream sources, whereas it seems like the four or five programs are most listened to are ones that do provide genuine alternative viewpoints on a systematic basis. Okay, let me just finish up here. There were topics of interest that stood out, what people want to hear more about, social justice issues, more community activist voices on the air. I could go on and on and on, but let me just stop there. I mean, there's a lot more here, but let me just stop there, and we can take any questions and perhaps continue us into the next meeting. Thank you. Do I call on people? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay.
But then give them the mic.
Sure. And what is your name, please?
So I have a really
couple of quick questions. I wonder what the time frame was. What period of time did you start talking to people about this? When did it begin? When did it end? And where and how?
Yes.
Did you hold meetings? Who were at those meetings, et cetera?
Thank you for the question, Sasha. I myself only came onto the cab in, I think, toward the latter part of March. However, I was at the March 26th community participation meeting. So that was my first exposure to what CAB was doing. The other members or former members can speak to what happened earlier than March. This report, you know, is an annual report, so it's covering from January to December, is my understanding.
We've had four different input meetings and inviting.
I just wanted to know if anything happened before. I'm sure it did before I came on board. We had two. Okay, you want to speak to the public participation? Because I understand we only had two big ones.
We had several, but not a lot of people came to a couple of them. Okay. So.
Okay, I'm aware.
We only got like five people.
Okay. All right. Let me, can I just finish up answering the question? Okay. So it came from the community feedback forms that were filled out all year long and particularly at these community participation meetings.
So those meetings only occurred in 2016. None happened before that.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm asking you,
how did you get these people 2015, the last report was in October of 2015 to 2016. Yeah, so that.
We started gathering information in October of 2015.
Yeah.
And you went until?
2016. And I also want to mention.
We are in 2016.
October is when they prepared the report. Okay, so if you're going to, you've got to have okay. We can't hear you.
CAB meetings, community meetings, and people from the internet who contacted us, outreach events.
Okay, Bill?
Well, I think this is obviously a lot of work went into this, and they're not getting enough time, and I for one, would like to have the time to spend with you and to talk about this report. So I would like to put, you know, have them come back at our next meeting or even at the retreat even, and let's delve into this. It looks like a tremendous amount of work and it's very interesting. So I think we owe it to them and we owe it to ourselves to look at this again in with a lot longer time.
I was going to make a motion. Can we just please have this gentleman on our next board meeting? I totally agree.
We can have this space. We always have a cab space, so we can bring this over to the January meeting. Okay. Andrea.
Yeah. Hi.
Andrea.
Oh yeah. Also, I would like, when you do report out, could we have the specifics? Because I see a base number of input from 53 respondents, listener forms, and you based a whole lot on those 53. What was the specific input from the community in some kind of categorical outline specifically? Like how many meetings did you have from what date to what date or whatever? Because this is a lot of work. And format the way you format it, really, really good. However, it doesn't specifically speak on how you got your intake. You know, like could that be up front? Because 53 format, that's a low base. You know, no sooner than I saw it, I said, what's that? You know, yeah, forms or whatever. So. And then you went back to 2002, which, I mean, you know, like that was way back when, and you have this based on that. So could we have some more formatting on that when you give the report? I love that someone's doing this and taking the intake, but that's fantastic. So if we can have more specifics in terms of the input.
Okay, the meeting is now over because Tim has to leave, the recording has to end. And thank you very much. And we'll see you on January 7th at the retreat. We will be informed of where it is, what time it is, blah, blah, blah. And thank you so much for your first meeting or your continuing meeting or your recent meeting. Bye.